that's all you're asking.
But if you change it to a fixed number instead of a percentage, that, that may be a hot item.
Particularly if you're, need days, if your need days cut, how much better is the time of the program, which is what we've said, way too low, and I think it must be high. But that is for the I think you would have to make a broader, you would have to bring in a broader group of qualified students who, you know, FSAG is not, I mean, it's not, it's way below universal income. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but it's way below that. So we really need, and if we could get our Office of Student Financial Assistance emergency data on excess needs for college students to find out where those cuts are, they're going to give us some direction to play with. I'll be happy to make that offer.
Would you couple up, would you put a set drop on the scale for a set percentage?
Decouple just means having a fixed amount versus a percentage of tuition as it changes. Okay, so there are two parts to this. One, we have, and that's the FDA academic one, say the same. Earn gold seal. Can I get somebody else to articulate where they think we are right now as it relates to recommendations?
I'll give it a go. I feel that both pieces, decoupling it from the tuition rate, we are keeping them out the same. It will be a disadvantage to those kids because their tuition rates will increase. But essentially, we're in some portion holding harmless to financially needy students by putting in the piece where that amount would increase by some amount for students who have demonstrated financial needs. By having a relatively higher cutoff point for that, we're capturing not only the most needy students, but sort of the middle class students also. So we've really actually only taken a very small step towards changing our futures by sort of mitigating the highest academic students, holding them harmless, and sort of softening the blows to the most needy students. So it really is, I guess I would look at this as a baby step.
Rather than automatically,
by the way,
they can also.
flag is a great example of that. I mean, the flag stays the same, some years goes up, some years basically has drifted up and to the right over time, but there's a sediment. It's like we sort of stick that on for the same data to bring it to a problem. Let's move on to what I'll call for discussion purposes, tuition flexibility with accountability. It's item 2A on your page 3 of your long version. Let me raise three questions here. One, how much tuition flexibility? Two, what should be the accountability measures, if any? And then three, should any of this apply to other to the community colleges who already have a set of accountability and have tuition flexibility in some level already. I think they basically have a range that they're allowed to offer, and whether are we suggesting that we would change that, because today community colleges can charge between, what is it, 90 and 110, what is it, David? 15% off of, right, so they go from 85 to 115 off of a baseline number.
So I have some issues with that. I recognize that with the community colleges, and it's a way of considering myself. My husband served on a community college board for 12 years, so we've done a lot of family public service in that too. But I do think that this whole section becomes about boys, others, and university systems, and at this table we have many different sections. And they're all, I think we need to either include everybody in accountability and discuss everybody's accountability, because everybody here gets some state money in different ways, or not. But I suspect the Board of Governors is working, as a committee, working on accountability. Very good committee, actively working, so it seems to me that we should include everybody in this. I understand.
Well, right now the universities have no tuition flexibility except by the legislature.
Except in graduate and all that.
And out of state graduates.
Right. And it's okay. Yeah.
This is suggesting that we give boards of trustees flexibility.
Well, so we then need to give board of governors flexibility. Because we're not getting, get that word, we'll make it real yellow right here.
Well,
that would be not enough.
The issue is whether you're going to give the universities what this isn't necessarily meant to replace the legislature or the Board of Governors. It's meant to decide whether they want to devolve that to the university. And that's very different than what the community colleges do with today using the tuition.
Well, not all of it, because for instance, honoring prepaid contracts and stores to provide institutional funds to make up the difference between the institutional tuition increase and the student's prepaid contracts. I just thought that university. Set aside a portion of tuition increases for institutional needs based. I mean, why is that different from university expense for community colleges?
Well, let's Let me just frame the discussion. Let's just deal with tuition flexibility first. And the concept which has been articulated here is tuition flexibility for accountability. And then tuition flexibility for if tuition goes up, then a certain portion of however far it goes up goes into financial aid.
I think everybody's agreed on that. But what else, Dave, what are your accountability measures for your 15%? How many are those accountability? Yes. My point is that which we all follow.
Right.
But that's my point, is you have the 15% flexibility without these
accountability measures. contemplate it, as we talked about. They don't have flexible charge differentials, you can rate by program or by student size. That's a far different kind of thing to me. I personally think, you know, if you consider whether to, for example, charge lower income based students, then a differential rate, or you could charge a differential rate for classes at a time when
financial aid must be tied to honoring existing contracts.
Yeah. And it brings me back to a super question, and I like the idea of flexibility, and I see the incredibly usefulness of the group talent.
Right.
I can't figure out what we would need the premium for in high school and what we would hope to accomplish by that.
I think there's a lot of, there's been a lot of talk throughout this process that different institutions, degrees, maybe either work or proceed.
Okay, gotcha. So from a call or more, like there's certain degrees which have their own technology or I got it, I don't see that within an institution where you might discount a Friday class, you might discount a 7 a.m. class, you might discount a nursing or something like that.
Yeah, I never occurred to me why restaurants on Friday night don't charge more than 7:30 reservation.
Okay, so I got from the institution that simply said, I'm looking within one institution and I can't
do it. So even within institutions it could be, but...
But I don't know how that would work, I don't. Well, if you have demand, and there are a lot of things to take into consideration, but if you're institutions, you need to call the university
yeah.
Tech.
Pharmacy,
we talked about pharmacy, it's a perfect example of the buying.
Well,
at the University of Florida, pharmacy.
There's certain engineering programs were very costly and whatever.
And you can still then take the excess money and discount.
So, I propose that we go up a couple levels of, nervousness here on this subject.
And I think some of these points obviously have to be reworked because the mention of, when we talk about foundation, I assume, you know, that universities may each have a foundation. I know we're going to need to
see. And we, people get money for specific needs. We can't say that. I think maybe we just take the chairman said we're going to move it up a level.
Okay, so this is important enough that I want to do this now to individuals. Do they have any exception to that? You can see the way it gets drafted, but you know, I think that puts forward our recommendations without running afoul of that. And provides enough flexibility to be able to have a program to promote without running afoul of going too deep before we're prepared to go.
And since we only had one meeting, and I know we're always pressing our consultants, but this will be important to get this draft out very early to the members so we can, all the members can go back and forth and have an opportunity to communicate through staff.
Mr. Chairman, if I can just add to that, because as you know, I'm not going to be here at the next meeting because of the changes, and so I really would like to get some comments in, so if I could just have a little bit of it, that would be great.
There's a secret reason that we'll have all this done in the next 2 weeks that relates to the commissioner's travel schedule.
Are there no babies? No more babies?
No.
And the other thing is, if this would be phrased as tuition flexibility only if you did this, there may be other reasons.
I think the concept we're trying to get, we've got probably two people, was to get tuition flexibility if you're accountable for certain things.
Right.
To be defined.
Right. Okay. That's good.
So, the thesis all along has been that the whole issue of devolution, sometimes you've lost, but you grab onto the things you want, and don't grab onto the things you don't want. But from the very beginning, the underlying foundation of institutional flexibility was accountability. Decentralization came with measures, and that's the concept I think we're trying to get across.
I just want to make sure that they have only the
okay, right.
Excellent. I'm interested in it being a bit more targeted for this reason. I can't figure out whether the tuition flexibility package is building demand and building capacity. I think the only real rationale for it is to allow universities, community colleges, institutions to actually build capacity. Another avenue or a way to build capacity through tuition, because tuition is depressed, at least the thinking is. Tuition is, well, I'm not sure I'm convinced that it has, and bright teachers. So that being said, the only mechanisms that we have in this one to help access are holding kids who need days punishment. This is not an access